You hear on Joe 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. Now, on to our next guest. We have in the studio, we've got Patrick Vernon Silver and Honor Wolf, who are part of the Let's Get Practical Live, which is the very good looking initiative production, which is on at the Malthouse, is it?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So, Honor, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
Who am I? It's a very big question.
She asks that every day.
There's a couch over there.
Oh, okay.
So just lie down and tell us.
Yeah, lie down. I'll think about it. No, I am a Melbourne actor. I grew up in Melbourne. I do like a lot of independent theatre. Right. And like
where did the bug come from? You know, where you were at a little kid that got up on the coffee table and danced?
I used to go on these like family camping trips, and we used to always annoy our parents by putting on these productions. Mm. They were very serious, yep. Very serious productions. And
Romeo and Juliet, things like
that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, actually, I rose to fame in my family by having the lead role in our family production called Drunk Buddy. And I played Drunk Buddy, who was just a fat old drunk. And I think I was about 4 years old. So, you know, just really appropriate kind of PG theatre typecast. Yes, exactly. So, yeah. And then I guess I just kept performing from then on. And then I'd be that annoying kid in primary school that wanted to control all the productions. And I was telling people to shut up and, like, listen to me. I'll direct it. And, yeah. So, yeah.
Did you go on to do further studies in regards with that?
Oh, no. I just studied at primary school telling people what to do. No, I did.
You've also done a very good job.
Yeah, no, I did. I went to study at Ballarat at now. It was a Ballarat Arts Academy, but now it's Federation University Australia yep. Arts Academy. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, trained for 3 years there in acting, and that's where I met Patrick. And, yeah, then we kind of formed our collective from there and just started doing theatre and little tidbits.
So, Patrick, before you ended up at uni, where did the bug come from?
I think I was very also probably attention-seeking when I was little. I used to sort of love pulling all of my family around together. I think I wanted to be an opera singer when I was very little. I remember one day I was like, for some reason, I thought like my life was going to be an opera singer.
Actually had the same thought as a kid.
Yeah.
I used to sing opera outside.
Yeah. And then one day I pulled my family outside, and then we were like on this like massive sandhill, and I started doing a little number, and then I got bitten by all these ants, and I was like, I'm never doing this again. This is shit.
I have to ask you, why opera at that age?
I think it was
how theatrical it was.
Yeah, I was like, I need to be extra. No, I don't know. I think I saw a cartoon. It was like a Tom and Jerry cartoon, okay. And there was like this opera singer, and for some reason I thought that was like so like regal. And
I think it's because I couldn't sing, and the only way I felt like I could sing was by just belting out these opera numbers. And I was like, God, I'm talented.
Really over the top.
Yes,
dramatic.
Exactly.
Yeah. The lady, the lady with the big horns.
That's it.
You know, yeah. All of that. Now, so you met at uni, and there's a third person in your little group. Who's that?
Yeah, so it's Elliot G. So he's we all at the same year level at uni, and so he's the other part of the collective. And this show, we sort of based around a concept around him, and so there's the three of us who create this all our independent theatre here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So have you got your own little company, have
yes.
you?
Yes.
Right, because we had the Green Room Awards on before.
Yeah.
Independent theatre was plays a big part in those awards. It's a tough call though, isn't it? You know, like starting your own little theatre company, and putting shows on yourself. Why are you doing that? You know, like, is it, you know, like, couldn't you find an easier path, or is that what you want to do?
Yeah, it's the financial security. It's really easy.
Just all the money we get from it. I'm like, I don't want to do this, but I can't give it up. I've got to pay for the kids. It's tuition.
Easy. You know what I mean? No, I don't know. It's this thing, you know, because obviously we came out of drama school and, you know, we're like, we're going to be on main stage and we're going to make it. And then, you know, you sort of realize that you can...
I turn them down.
Yeah, I was like, no, thank you.
No.
But like, you know, it's sort of you realize, you know, it's like, it's such a big, you know, world. And it's also such a small, like, theatre world here in Melbourne. And so the best way is to just produce your own work. And so we kind of like... there was just this one point where, like, we kind of, you know, we want to see stuff that we want to see on stage. We want to do stuff that, yeah, we usually sort of want to, like, experience on stage. And so we made this collective and we're like, all right, let's try everything, like, possibly that we can sort of troll and, like, make fun of in theatre or, like, you know, do anti-theatre and do not what you think you're going to
so
see.
So how long have you been doing this for then?
Three years. Yeah. We actually, exciting news, we have been nominated for a Green Room
Award.
We'll
be there tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Make sure you're glamorous.
Yes.
They won't be happy.
Gown ready.
Yeah, I've got a gown too.
Extravaganza.
Well, how important is it? Because I was actually going to get down that track of something like that for an independent company you guys.
It's so important.
It was
such an amazing.
It was really lovely. It's one of those things because, you know, independent theatre, you put in so much work and you put in so much of your money, you lose so much money, and you just do it because you love it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you sort of like have to keep going whether it makes any or not. And then just to have a bit of recognition like helps so much to be like, okay, you're on the right track, or people are interested, or even
it's been an amazing experience just to be nominated. We're so excited, and it does feel like you're being, you know, getting a like little nod. You're like, you're doing some good stuff.
But you can use that as well, even as a nomination. You know, like just being nominated, you can use that on your
we plug the shit out of that.
Yeah.
That's all we say. I'm an award winner.
And what about obviously it's fairly lighthearted and you're part of the comedy festival, but more importantly, being the Malthouse has got such a great reputation. How important is it that you're in a venue like that?
That's also really, like,
how did you get it?
We talked to the producer, and we sort of just pitched. So we did a show there last year, Honor and I. We also we had another show called Cull, which we took there.
I remember that.
And so
another pattern.
Another one. Thank you. And I guess we sort of built a relationship with them, and so we sort of approached them again, and we said, hey, we've got another one. We're going to try out, you know.
And they're so supportive with new theatre and theatre that is kind of different from the mainstream.
Absolutely.
And that's, so it's great to have a relationship with them. And it's such a great comedy hub as well, the Malthouse. They've got all these incredible shows on. Mm. And you go, and they've got this amazing Moroccan soup kitchen. I don't know why that, it doesn't sound exciting, but it's amazing.
It's so good.
I'm excited every night. I'm going to have a giant Moroccan feast right before I go on stage in my G-string.
Because it is a real hub. They've created it and they've done it now for a few years, and it is really good the way they do it. All right. So what is this, the first time around you've done the show, or have you been to Adelaide Fringe or something like that before?
Yeah, so this is the second time we're doing the show. We're revamping it. So we did last year for Melbourne Fringe, which did really well, and then we got an award for that, which was lovely.
Brilliant.
And then we sort of thought, well, we should put it on again. And so, and it kind of fit in a way with Comedy Festival, because it's a theatre show, but it's also very dark, and it's a dark comedy, and it's, you know, it's quite, you know.
It was very funny. When we were making it, we're like, oh, wow, this is profound. What a deep, dark show about, you know, toxic masculinity,
anxiety.
And male anxiety and feelings and emotions and breakdown. And then we perform the show and everyone's laughing the entire time. And also that's what we wanted as well. But then we're like, oh, okay, well, this could have a shot at the Comedy Festival.
Exactly. And so we thought, you know, we'll do it again. And this time it's just super revamped. It's loud. It's massive. It's like,
my costume's gotten smaller, which is a lot of fun for me.
More skin, more twerking, everything you could ever imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And as we've been talking about, you're down at Malthouse from the 10th to the 22nd of April. What's it called again?
Let's Get Practical Live.
Why the live at the end?
Well, so we kind of, the format of the show is a talk show, and a talk show that something goes wrong, but there's a little surprise. And so basically we kind of wanted to really, And it's just like, it's a massive sort of parody, and, it's, hilarious. It's dark.
And we also just think it's funny having live on the end of our theatre show.
Well, we're just obviously lighting, and I went, Why lie?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Well, all the best with the awards tomorrow night,
Green Room Awards.
Oh, yeah. But just even being there, as we said, is absolutely brilliant. And we'll see you down at Malthouse for Let's Get Practical Live.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're enjoying 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.